Welcome to the Minisode. We are the Redeemables Podcast. I am your host for this little treat. Alongside me are Kenny.
Hello.
And BJ.
That's me.
Today we're playing homage to Vin Diesel.
Don't.
Vin Diesel.
How dare you.
Massive homage to Vin Diesel in the movie we just did, A Man Apart, last week.
Right.
So today I'll lay it out for you. I'm going to do a quick quiz, I've called it. It's general knowledge. There's no theme. It's just general knowledge.
Wait, okay. On Vin Diesel?
No. General knowledge.
Movies or just general knowledge?
Movies.
Oh, damn it.
Unfortunately, it's
just a random general knowledge.
I love general knowledge quizzes.
So you guys decide. There's two quizzes. Whoever goes first chooses a quiz they want to do, and we'll move on from there. What it is.
Oh,
is
so it's not a battle.
No, it's not a battle. It's 20 questions. You have to answer them in 3 minutes.
Oh, shit. Shit, speed round. Okay. This is like The Chase on TV. Is
pretty it? Much.
There's a fat guy
it's
in
the final round. Yeah. So, I've got the stopwatch here, and you got 3 minutes total to answer.
I want to know what I'm chasing. I want Ken to go first.
What quiz do you want, Ken? One or two?
Oh, this is The Chase.
Yeah.
Love The Chase. I fucking love The Chase.
Yeah, I've never watched it.
All right.
I thought it was a movie with Charlie Sheen and Christy Swanson.
I will take the questions from number one, please.
Okay.
Do you want me to operate the stopwatch?
And your time
Kenny
starts.
James. Your time. I'm going to fucking struggle.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, please.
We work as a team here.
Just handing over the stopwatch.
And your time.
Quiz one.
Starts now.
In the Italian Job, what character does Jason Statham play?
Is it his name?
Yeah.
Bob.
Handsome Rob.
Oh, fuck. I'll pay that.
In The Northman, who plays Slav Witch?
Nicole Kidman.
Bjork.
Fuck.
In what movie does Samuel L. Jackson play a racist called Steven?
Pass.
The Django Unchained.
Oh, damn it.
Who won the Academy Award for Best Actor for his role in There Will Be Blood?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Correct. What is the name of fictional African country in the movie Wakanda?
Oh. Wakanda. Black Panther.
Black Panther. Perfect.
Black Panther is the name of the country.
Not it. Who directed the 2017 film Get Out?
Jordan Peele.
Correct. What film won the Best Picture Oscar in 2020?
Green Book.
Parasite. What 1990 movie starred Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg?
Ghost.
Correct. What is the name of the 1992 movie starring Tom Hanks and Gina Davis?
Oh, fuck. Pass.
A League of Their Own.
That's it.
What kind of breakfast does Donkey want to make Shrek in the morning?
Gotcha.
Eggs.
Waffles.
Damn it.
In Inception, how many dream levels does the crew enter?
Four.
Five.
Fuck!
What is the movie in which Jim Carrey discovers that his everyday life is a TV reality show?
Truman Show.
Correct. What's the last word in this famous Toy Story quote? To infinity and...
Beyond.
Correct. Where does Hugh Grant's character work in Notting Hill?
A bookstore?
Yes, correct. In The Matrix, what color are the two pills that Morpheus gives Neo to choose between?
Red and blue.
Correct. Who directed Kill Bill?
Quentin Tarantino.
Correct. What did Zach Galifianakis call the baby in The Hangover?
Phil? No, that's the other guy's name. Fuck, no.
Carlos.
Carlos.
2 minutes.
Carlos.
Who starred as Arnold Schwarzenegger twin in 1988 movie Twins?
Danny DeVito.
Correct. In Citizen Kane, what was Rosebud a reference to?
Oh, fuck you.
Pass.
Sled. I don't watch old movies.
And Look Who's Talking, what does John Travolta's character do for a living?
Is he a stay-at-home dad?
No. He's a taxi driver.
Oh.
That's it. 20 questions.
Ooh, yeah. 2 minutes and 20 seconds. He smashed through those. And I'll take an audit from Rod Gunn, but my count is 12.
Oh, shit. I'll take that.
And I got 8.
That's some tricky ones in there.
8 points for me. Every correct.
Okay. Every incorrect.
Settled down.
Okay.
That was thrilling. I had a great time.
Yeah, it's really
put me in the chase.
Nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I was panicking because I'm not going to.
Right. This is quiz two.
And I got an animated question right, the Toy Story one.
Yeah. I was like, more animated questions.
I've got the stopwatch. I count you in.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Your time starts now.
Who played Bruce Wayne in The Batman 2022?
22. Robert Pattinson.
Correct. What's the name of Chris Pratt's character in Jurassic World?
Oh, don't know. Pass.
Owen Grady. Who played Adam Reed in The Adam Project?
Ryan Reynolds.
Correct. Which mixed martial arts legend appeared in Furious 7?
Chuck. No, I don't know.
Ronda Rousey.
Chuck. I'm blanking on Chuck's surname.
What? Oh, shit.
Oh, I want those seconds taken.
Pause. Sorry, it's the first time on the computers. Just scrolling down. What does Maya mistakenly snort an overdose on in Pulp Fiction? Heroin. Correct. In Avatar, what's the name of the alien world the humans are visiting in their Avatar form?
Navi.
Pandora.
Pandora. I knew that.
In Men in Black, Will Smith's character is known as Agent...
Nah.
J.
Oh, I thought it was Smith.
What is the name of the main antagonist in Saw?
Saw.
Jigsaw.
Jigsaw.
No, I'll give you half.
What is the name of the woman who falls into Corbin Dallas's car in The Fifth Element?
Lilo.
Yep, correct. In the movie The Matrix, what is Neo's real name?
Keanu Reeves.
Thomas Anderson.
That's a point.
What is the name of the skyscraper in Die Hard?
The Nakatomi Plaza.
Nice. For which movie did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director?
Tears of the Sun. Oh, Jaws.
Tears of the Sun.
I don't know. I'm not thinking.
Schindler's List.
Tears of the Sun is a war movie. Bruce Willis from like 2008.
I was thinking of Empire of the Sun. Sorry.
What movie Hollywood star plays himself in Zombieland?
Thanks for mocking me, though. Bill Murray.
Yeah. Who was the first actor to play Jack Ryan on screen?
Harrison Ford.
Alec Baldwin.
God damn it.
Shit. Joaquin Phoenix received his first nomination for what 2000 Oscar winning
Walk the
epic?
Line.
Wrong. Gladiator.
Gladiator. Damn it.
Three of Jim Carrey's blockbusters, The Mask, Dumb and Dumber, and Ace Ventura, were all released in what year?
1994.
Nice. Which movie star is killed off in the opening scene of Scream?
I haven't seen Scream. It's a movie star. So it's not Mike Wahlberg or Courtney Cox. I don't know.
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, really?
What is the name of Riley's imaginary friend in Inside Out?
Bing Bong.
Yeah.
No, you animated motherfucker.
What was the first pandemic era movie to gross over $1 billion at the box office?
$1 billion? Barbie.
Spider-Man.
Oh, of course.
What is the first fantasy movie to win Best Picture at the Oscars?
Fantasy? Lord of the Rings?
More.
The first one?
Wrong. The last one. Return of the King.
God damn
half
it.
A point. And that's it. 20.
God, it was right on 3 minutes as well. Right on. It's
fucking
eight.
Yeah, eight. Okay.
That's not good, is it?
Oh my God. You couldn't have got closer to the 3 minutes. That's insane.
On 3 minutes. Yeah.
Insane.
There you go. That was fun.
That was thrilling. I hope everyone in their cars or at home is fucking ramming out those answers.
They would have done better than us as well.
BJ, you fucking dipshit. It's bloody Lord of the Rings or whatever.
And I only fucked up one question, which is pretty amazing.
That was
for
really
me.
Good. You're a really good quiz show host, Guy Smiley. Congratulations.
Okay, so let's start with our top five ride or dies.
Let's do it.
BJ, explain what a ride or die is for the people listening at home.
Just a really good friend, like a good pal. Just somebody who will...
Go to Mexico.
Yeah, just do anything without question or eye contact.
Yeah, perfect. We've done things similar, but we've never done ride or dies. Yep. Maybe we've done duos, but
sidekicks and shit. Ride or dies. This is like, they'll do fantastic feats of friendship.
It's that level above, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll just
I'll do anything.
Where a normal friend would draw the line, a ride or die will go the extra mile for
even that. If the other friend's a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Mm. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Number one, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. I'm joking.
Is it?
Beaches. Beaches. Steel Magnolias. No, I'm joking. Thelma and Louise, for real.
Oh, wow.
For real.
Wow. Are we sure?
They literally ride and die. They literally ride and die. And I noticed in a lot of these, there's the enabler and the person who's going along with
always.
Them quite often. Yeah,
yeah. It's the dynamic you need.
Yeah, it's quite often. So, yeah, I enjoyed that movie. It's a very good movie.
Cool.
I Love You, Man.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just a good friend for someone who desperately needed a good friend and really just to be shown it. What friendship's all about. Just slap it a bass.
Slap it a bass, man.
Have I told you I love you, the I Love You Man story before on this pod?
I thought you were going to say I told you I love you, man.
Have I told you that? I should tell you that more often. But have I told you the story? How I was living in Heathridge and I just woke up like fucking really hungover and I was just a bit sad like on a Sunday morning. And I was like, I really need to watch I Love You Man. And I didn't own it. And this is like, I couldn't rent it or whatever. Like this was before that.
So we were banned from every video shop within 5 miles.
We were. So I drove down to the Video Easy, I think it was at Bellridge. And
wow.
And then they didn't have it to hire it. And I was like, fucking hell, man. I just really need to watch this movie. I'm really sad and really hungover and I needed it. So I'm just about to leave, right? And I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll just, while I'm here, I'll flick through that. You know, they sold X-Rentals.
Yeah,
Half of my fucking DVDs were X-Rental purchase. So I start flicking through. There it is. Oh. I love you. It was like the 10th one back. I love you, man. I was like, I fucking love you, man. And I bought it and I went home and I watched it and I had the greatest time. And it's forever be one of my favorite comedies, that movie.
That's why
anyway, it's just a dumb little
I love A Longest Yard. It is my fucking hangover sad movie.
Yeah. I love a story about you falling ass backwards into good luck.
There's plenty of them.
That story, if it's mine, I go out, my wheels are clamped. I break my ankle on the doormat.
Some guy takes you in an alley and goes, I love you, man.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Good. Just good. Just good to have a prison BFF, especially if they make you rich later on.
Mm. Prison BFFs are definitely ride or dies, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, not mine. I'm not talking to him. But other than that, he did some stuff. Sean
did he diddle you?
It's just unforgivable stuff.
I love you, man.
I'm editing that out. Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Stuck by his mate, even though he's a massive liability. Oh,
just a fucking I love huge that. Liability.
Both to his survival of the zombie apocalypse and his relationship.
They're kind of ride or dies in everything, aren't they? Nick Frost.
Yeah,
and
I've got Hot
Probably
Fuzz
in real life.
Hot Fuzz, yeah.
But my favorite one, and it's of a more serious note, The Covenant.
Guy Ritchie's The Covenant.
Yep.
Man, I fucking have that as well. And I was like, this is probably the best one I can think of.
I could not think of
it. But I don't know if it passes the ride or die because they're not actually like great friends.
They become great friends.
Well, they do, yeah. But he goes to save him. So I agree, sorry. It's in my list. But he goes to, this is why I had a hard time with it. For those that haven't seen The Covenant, I don't want to spoil it because it's a fucking phenomenal.
Top 10 movie of last year.
Same.
Top 5 for
Top
me.
Top 5.
Phenomenal yeah. movie. Same. Phenomenal.
Yep.
Movie.
Really enjoyed it.
So actually, I won't spoil it. I'll leave it at that. It's definitely worth watching.
Yeah.
Incredible film.
Yeah. It's about the human condition and what men will do
when they've got a hook in them.
Yeah. Thanks for finishing that sentence because I was flailing.
No, you're good. So I had also had Guy Ritchie's The Covenant. As I said, phenomenal.
Really
top,
good film.
Top 5 last year.
And if you're not, even if you're not a Guy Ritchie person, watch it.
It's not a Guy Ritchie movie.
No.
As in, it's got none of his normal shtick.
Mm.
It's just a fucking very good military action drama.
Also, if you're not a Guy Ritchie person, do not stick around for the end of this podcast.
Hey, okay. Spoiler alert.
Oh, fuck.
Now, did you guys, this movie got a shout out on our Redeemies from last year, which are actually coming up this year in time with the Oscars.
Yeah.
Did you guys end up watching that RRR?
No.
The Bollywood's blockbuster?
No.
Too much dancing. The Netflix one?
Not interested. Okay.
So that, the two guys, it's fair.
I just did a slow shake of my head.
Nah. Man, the two guys in that.
You lost me at Bollywood.
They are the most
right. Was Brett Lee in it?
Fuck me. Can I talk? Six and out. The whole band was there. Richard Jenkins.
Richard Jenkins.
Shane Lee.
How dare you? I think Brett sung for him every
now and then. Brett still sings for him.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
So RRR, the-
What are you, a pirate?
Man, the two guys in that, ultimate ride or dies. Okay. It's actually unbelievable how hard they ride and die for each other.
Right.
It's wicked. It's camp. But it's really good.
Good.
It's really good. Number three, I had Hamish from Braveheart.
Yep. Nice.
Brendan Gleeson's character in Braveheart. Just backs him no matter what.
Tries
to give him wisdom and things like that and tries to calm him. But if he can't be calmed and we're going to war, then I'll fucking stand next year and I'll
so
war
be it.
And that's kind of similar to the Lorenz Tate relationship in A Man Apart, I thought. And then I had Dom and Brian from the Fast franchise. I couldn't resist, man.
Okay.
Those two guys.
There's a friendship theme in that movie, I believe.
family.
It's more family. Yeah. Oh, it's more than friendship.
And number one, I'm not actually going to tell you. I'm just going to give you maybe the greatest ride or die line ever given in a movie.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No.
So it's a two-parter.
Wait, I'm not ready.
I'm not going to do the Boston accent. I need your help.
I know what it is.
I can't tell you what it is. You can never ask me about it later, and we're going to hurt some people.
Mm-hmm. Can I do the second bit?
No. Pause. Whose car are we going to take?
Yep.
And it's fucking Jeremy Renner from the town.
Why didn't I think of that?
That guy will ride and die to hell with you. You're his brother.
I've got a.
He's a scumbag.
Oh, yes.
But you're his fucking worst guy. You're his brother, man.
I've got
I'm going home to watch The Town.
Let's watch The Town. Let's all watch The Town together.
Yeah.
Let's all go over to your house and watch The Town.
Yeah. Oh, not my house. Oh, okay. You guys aren't welcome.
Shit. Is it because of last time?
Yeah. And the time before
you
that.
You shit on one man's chest and you're the devil. I'm El Diablo.
I just told you it was a German backpacker.
Here's my ride or dies. I went really popular this time, which I normally don't. I didn't do the normal popular things, but I went popular nonetheless. I did because I literally had 14 seconds to prepare. Number five, I got
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, I had 2 weeks, but I only started doing this at 7:30, and I left at 7:45.
That makes sense. Color me shocked.
That makes more sense.
But it's still a fucking great list.
So you had 2 weeks, but you did it in 14 seconds. Yeah. That's what you meant.
Yeah.
Classic stuff. Let's go. And it'll be good, I'm for no doubt.
I just like to fucking keep myself on edge. Number five, I had Han Solo and Chewbacca.
Of course.
From the Star Wars. Ultimate ride or dies. One can't speak English. The other one can understand him. I can't, but that's great. They get into mischief all the time. Those
Don't they?
Yeah. Don't we have some laughs here?
Yeah, we do.
I've got Maverick and Goose.
Yes.
In Top Gun.
You're just reading my HMs.
One literally died.
Yeah.
And the other one was sad.
Yep.
And then I got the whole gang in Triple Frontier.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
Very underrated movie, that's I good. Think.
I feel like all those kind of heisty movies, they're like ride or die. Most of them. Usually there's a shithead that turns. But
when
like,
there's like fucking four or five just fucking hard men.
I love that movie.
And they're all fucking ride or dies. Yeah.
I like it that it was like a heist, this violent kind of heist movie, and then it turns into this adventure movie where they're like trekking through the jungle and shit. I was like, this is wicked, man.
It's after the town, we're watching Triple
Let's go on a Ben Affleck binge, man.
Fucking sleep when I'm dead, I guess.
Great. Is that another Ben Affleck movie?
Sleep when I'm dead. Probably.
I'll watch it.
It's in pre-production.
Number two, I had Naru.
As good as the Dunkin' Donuts commercial, I'm all in.
I had Naru and Tabe from Prey.
Ultimate
Rider Dies, brother and sister.
Is that the brother and sister?
Yeah.
When you said the dog, I was like, oh, is it the dog? Because that's pretty cool. Because that also works.
Trey, good point.
Naru and Tabe, love it.
Great movie.
Everyone knows really I love that movie.
Yeah.
The more I watch it, the more I love it.
Should we watch? Let's do it.
I've watched it like 9 times. Yeah. So I'm
fucked, really?
I'm going to have to go see my guy.
I've only done it twice. Loved it both times.
I just get, you know when you, all right, you watch a movie, you have a few drinks, yeah?
Yeah.
And you're in the mood. And you search through all these fucking 100 fucking things. You go, hey, let's watch Prey.
Yeah, it's right there. Why not just watch Prey?
14 seconds into the movie, I'm like, fuck, it's just beautiful.
It's a comfort movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say that before. A Man Apart is a comfort movie for me. I can put it on anytime, anywhere, and I'm like, oh, I'm cool.
Just to watch a man get bludgeoned to death.
Yeah. Okay. So Prey's one of those.
One of them. So
is The Town. That's one of them.
Halfway through the movie, I burned my fucking mouth on hot cheese. And number one, I can't go past this. I've mentioned it a lot. It's Brian and Dom, man. Like, they are the ultimate ride or dies, so much so they became family.
Fast and Furious,
and Furious.
It's funny what movie they're from.
Dom and Brian.
You should revisit, man. You should give him a chance.
I just watched one, two, three, and watch all of them.
Yeah.
I watched that drifting one. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's the worst one.
I
don't get it.
You got to
skip drift.
I bought a Honda Civic, but
the first six. And then you can do whatever the fuck you want after that, and I'll never speak about it again. But you got to do the first six, man. Do what you want with Tokyo Drift. I don't like it. It's not for me, but everyone else loves it.
Who?
But people love that. Tokyo Drift. It's a bit too car-y, that one.
Yeah.
And
it was very car-y.
Doesn't have the big cast. But
there's no Paul Walker.
The rest of them, man.
Mm. Yeah, I love them.
Great films.
I love them.
You got HMs?
Yeah, I do. I had The Boondock Saints.
Oh, yeah. Great call.
Bad Boys as well.
Bad Boys,
from our catalogue.
Yeah, we've done a lot of from our catalogue.
Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, Lethal Weapon, that's my next one. And I also had The Guardians of the Galaxy. By the end of the third movie, they are fucking ride-or-dies.
Even The Raccoon.
Massive ride-or-dies, yeah. Even the raccoon.
Yeah, he's cool. I like
it. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
I still got to watch the third one. You guys told me it was good. I got to watch it.
I love it.
I like the other
two. It is really good, actually. Yeah.
They're probably my preferred of the Marvel
ones. You know what you should do? Yeah, let your kid watch it. I reckon number one through to three is really good.
Parent corner with Duff.
I tried. Yeah, I think she's about right age now. Yeah. To enjoy that. Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I've got some HMs. I'm not sure.
Sit with your family.
You want to come around and watch a movie with my daughter?
Sit down, kids. The Guardians are on.
No, you end up watching fucking Prey with her. Change your life, man.
Beautiful.
Check out the raccoon. They were not.
Tag.
There's a whole group of friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just lifelong
best
friends.
Yeah, best buds.
Yeah, just carrying on that shit. E.T.?
Okay. Really?
Okay. Wilson in Castaway? No, I'm done. Sure.
Some good ones.
Yeah, so that's it for me.
All right.
See you later.
I get to announce a movie.
You do?
Yeah. Go, do it.
I teased it before.
My laptop is closed. I'm done here.
I guess something good, man.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not actually.
Oh, damn.
We're not doing something good.
Never do anything good.
I'd love to say we're doing something good. We're actually doing a movie that I didn't particularly like.
Oh, shit. Okay.
But I really want to revisit it because I might be wrong. We're going to do.
Well, you know what? Do it in your own time, man.
You're making out like you don't.
Drag me.
You're going to want this.
Okay.
You were going to want this.
All right.
We're doing Guy Ritchie's King Arthur.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Funny story about
King
Arthur.
My boy Charlie.
I was going back and forth in my head if I want to do A Man Apart or King Arthur.
There you go.
And then I remember King Arthur's so shit.
Yeah.
That I would just get reamed by you two. And I couldn't do it to myself again. Yeah. So I went with A Man Apart. I went the safe option.
Yeah. No, I'm not
only
saying.
Only to get fucked the next week.
No, I'm not saying that occasionally my movie choices are a Trojan horse to talk about someone like Guy Ritchie or Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But sometimes I've got an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
But also, I do want to revisit this movie because I've got a feeling that it will hold up better on rewatch.
I've only seen it once.
Same.
I've seen it once.
And I remember enjoying it.
Yeah. I remember.
But I don't know if it's, that doesn't mean it's good.
I remember not liking it at all.
Yeah.
But I really want to revisit as well. Maybe it was a mindset thing.
All these King Arthur movies have morphed into one amalgamous blob in my head.
There is only one King Arthur movie.
I don't know
there's
only who's one. In
Clive
it.
Owen.
Clive Owen. Yeah.
Anton Fuqua.
I probably have got that one confused with this one and not going to remember the details, but that's the fun.
You know what?
Podcast.
Maybe we'll do a double header.
Yeah.
If we, this is what we do, right? If we watch the Guy Ritchie King Arthur and we'll just put in the WhatsApp group like, shit.
Yeah.
And then we'll just quickly switch to the Anton Fuqua
King and act like everyone else is fucking crazy.
Yeah. And then we'll just come back to this pod and edit out where it says Guy Ritchie's King Arthur. So it just says, and next week we're doing
Fuqua's
King Arthur.
Let's just record that right now just
yeah,
in case.
Let's do it.
Okay, okay.
So I'm going to do Anton Fuqua's King Arthur.
Oh, the good King Arthur. Because that other one is shit.
Not that Guy Ritchie piece of shit.
Does that Guy Ritchie one have Madonna in it?
I got too much respect for you. I've got too much respect for our listeners to do that Guy Ritchie piece of shit.
All right, so it's the Anton Fuqua 2006-ish King Arthur film with Clive Owen.
It's timeless. I don't know when it was made. So, okay, we'll edit that in. Oh, great plan, guys. We're professionals now. Look at us, guys. Slick.
Done.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Cheers.
Love you all.
Bye.
Bye.